Sharing the headline act with the Jericho today is the Traralgon Cup. It's a really good program of racing down there today. Matt Hill's making the trip down to call the program and with his thoughts on the meeting. Ray Huxley, Ray, good morning.
And good morning, Brendan. Yeah, it's not a bad little meeting. A couple of interesting maidens early. They might be a bit tricky, but I think we come home pretty strongly.
First event on the program is a three-year-old and up maiden over the 1,900 metres. Scratching is number nine. Grand Quill is the favourite for Paddy Maloney and Peter Galagotis at $2.80. Leaked at $4.60. Miss Mask at $6. First for Sure at $7.50. $9.50 Resolutions. The Fettler is an $11 chance.
Yeah, Grand Quill didn't do a great deal in his first preparation and even a couple of runs this time in. Wasn't very impressive, but then Crunch, all of a sudden he improved tremendously to run second over the 2,200 metres at Bansdale last start. He came from well back in the field and was narrowly beaten. You go through this the form in this race and you find it very hard to define chances. So, look, he's the horse to beat, but I think he's about 280. He's very short for the horse that he is. Look, I'm tipping him on top because it's a very, very weak race. I put in 10 and 11 next best, Miss Mask and Resolution, and Leaked. Might improve today. He didn't do anything at his first start in the race. He was well beaten, but he is from the Ma Eustace stable, and they have put blinkers on him today, so he might be the improver. Not a race that I really want to get involved with. I go 2, 10, 11, and 8.
Race number two is a three-year-old maiden over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 5, 6 and 11. Tanfixdod's favourite, Benetti, $3.40. Dean Lester keen on El Salto, who's had 13 jump-outs in preparation for the debut, $3.70. AC Prince at $3.90. Abated, $7.950. Reveal All and $10 for Star Mania.
How many jump-outs did that
13.
Oh, dear. Look, this is there's nine runners now. Five of them are having their first start. The four who have raced, they haven't done much, including the favourite, number 13, Benetti. It was never in the race. Its first start in the race. It showed showed pace at its second start and then dropped out towards the end. So it is a very weak race. Just for that reason, I'm going to tip the first starter from the Ma Eustace stable in number 2, AC Prince. Put in the trialer, number 4, El Salto, for second, and then maybe 13, 12. But again, a very, very tricky affair. 2, 4, 13, 12.
Race number 3 is a 4-year-old and up maiden over 1,100 metres. 7 is the Scratching. Bow Trooper is the Tam Fixed Odds favourite at $3.60. A Prey Lemur at $4.20. Kamano $5.50. $8. Mrs. Witten. Billy B at $8.50. $9 for Ostara.
Yeah, the top one, Bow Trooper, he looks as though he may have improved during his spell. His early form wasn't too bad. He ran a cheeky race at Sandown one day. That was about 18 months ago. He led them up and gave a lot of cheek. He went for a spell in March this year after failing at Edenhope. And first up here from Barrier 11, he worked hard early. He got to the front and he fought on very well and ran second to Fudging. Now, that's pretty good form for a race like this. So I think he is definitely the one to beat, number one, Bow Trooper. I put in number 9 for second, Après Lemur, who didn't do a great deal its first couple of starts, but it also improved when it came back from a spell. Number 5, next specs, Kamano, and then number 3, Billy B. I wish Bow Trooper had drawn a better barrier, but I think he is definitely the one to beat. 1 from 9, 5 and 3.
Race number 4 is a 3-year-old and up maiden over 1,430 metres. 8, 9, 11 are the withdrawals here from the 4th. Magnus Agogo is the favourite at $1.80. Bowmerk at $3.60. Macong Fortune at $9. Ready or Bust at 10. 11, Stay a While and 2 Shots out to $15.
Yeah, when I first looked at this race last night, I thought, well, this is a really good thing, Magnus Agogo. When you go through the form of the others, it's the only one that's shown any decent ability. And it was a good run last time when it ran second. Its last two runs have been very good. So on form, it stood out. When you see a horse odds on, I sometimes go through them and sort of hope that I can find a reason. Well, if there is a reason to stop you taking the $1.80 about him, it is that the track has come up now a soft five. Now, he has had three goes on soft tracks, and he got beaten eight lengths, and four lengths. His last two runs, when he's come good, have both been on good tracks. So that would stop me taking the $1.80 about him. If the track had come up a good four, I'd be declaring him a good, you know, I'd be taking the $1.80. But just that wet track form just gets me a little bit concerned about taking real short odds. He's the one with the form. There's no doubt about that. Number two, clearly on top, but I don't know whether I want to rush in and take the real short odds. I'll put in 1, 4, and 7 as next best. 2, 1, 4, and 7.
Race number 5 is a benchmark 70 over 1,430 metres. 1 is a scratching. This is a really tricky race. Top of the market is I Got You 330. Uptown Lily 350. Eagle Spirit at 4. $4 Amarok. Their Damsel's Fly kept at 10. And that said, $23. But 70 cents across the top 4 in the market, Hucker.
Yeah, well, it's a tricky little affair, this. Look, I've gone with a horse who can mix its form a great deal. Uptown Lily, this mare can run last, and then all of a sudden come out and turn form round like she did last time when she ran a really good second at Donald. Looking at this field, I think that Craig Newitt will take this horse to the front here, and she has won 4 races over this distance range. She's one of these horses, when she's on song, she's on song, and I think Craig Newitt will get the best out of her. I can't find another horse to take her on, so I think she'll lead them up, and I think she'll be winning the race. I can knock the others. I Got You. Look, the soft five is in his favour. He would be much better suited if it was a soft 6 or 7, but his last 3 runs have been okay. He failed second up, but the last one was okay. Number 2, Eagle Spirit, he's just a plotter, but he's got a chance here. And number 3, Amarok, he's an interesting runner, probably the best horse in the field, but he's more of a middle distance performer, and he hasn't raced for 505 days. So it's easy to knock some of the runners here. I think Uptown Lily will be winning 6 from 4, 2 and 3.
On to race number 6. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,900 metres. 6 and 13 are the withdrawals here. Zooey's Comet is a favourite, 370. White Heath was a good winner 2 starts ago, $5.50. Royal Volley, $5.50. Delightful Forever at $6. High Done at $7. Kalalo, $9.50. Reliable Lisa, an $11 chance.
Yeah, very, very open race. I'm going with number 8 here, Delightful Forever. Its last couple of runs have been all right. It ran third at Maui and then ran fourth at Maui. It was only beaten a length and a half last start after trying to lead all the way. I think 1,900 metres around Traralgon is going to suit it probably better than the 2,080 around Maui. If it can go to the front with Craig Newitt on again, he's a great rider, Craig Newitt, but he's a great rider on a front runner. If he can take this to the front early, I think it might be very hard to run down. Number 1, Zooey's Comet, was just a run last start. It got easily beaten, but it's got a few things in its favour here, and it's drawn barrier 1. I'll put it in for 2nd. Number 7, High Done, good consistent galloper. Got a chance in a very tough race, and so is number 4, Royal Volley. Probably the hardest race on the program. I go 8, 1, 7 and 4.
The Traralgon Cup is race number 7 over 1,900 metres. Number 4, Prince Ziggy, comes out, who ran in the race last year. Favourite is Sava Heat for Mick D, $3.80. Lord Boozer on at $4.60. Portland Jimmy, $4.80. No Effort, $4.80. Diamonds and Bubbles, $6.50 and 12 for Nudge Bar. This looks a pretty even addition, Hucker.
Yeah, it is. Look, I like Lord Boozer on. What is very much in his favour is that overnight rain, which has made the track a soft five. He'd probably like it if it rained further during the day, which it probably won't. But his overall form is very good. He did fail in the Murtoa Cup 2 starts ago. I thought he would win that, and he was very, very disappointing. He didn't even show his usual dash out of the barrier. But he was back to his best at Moonee Valley last start when he began quickly. He had 59 on his back and he rolled forward, and a pretty good horse ran him down in Humble Pie. He is a bold going horse. He likes to roll along in front and he loves a bit of give in the ground. So I think he is the one to beat. Savahit, well, obviously the Price Kent stable have set this horse for this race. He's had the two runs back from a spell. He's going to be very hard to beat. Portland Jimmy is racing terrific, and so is number six, Diamonds and Bubbles. Both of them will find this a little bit harder, but they're in great form at the moment. They're the four chances, and I like the seven, particularly if you can roll to the front early and get them off the bit about 800 metres from home. Seven from two, three and six.
Final event on the program is a benchmark 64 over 1,100. Scratchings are 2, 5, 8 and 9. Tab fixed odds favourite Villa Cooler at $2.40. Rushford $3.50. The Great Bratsky at 5. Dr. Kodo at 10, along with Governor Landy. And then out to Trotsy at $11.
Yeah, Villa Cooler is the interesting runner here. He had very good form in his first preparation in July, August. He had three runs. They were all very, very good, but they were all on very heavy tracks. He goes on to a soft five track today. It'll be interesting. Maybe he's a better horse on a bit firmer ground. But his heavy track form was very good. He ran second his first start in the race. It was a nice effort. Then he came out at Warrnambool on a heavy track. It was a real, real heavy track that day. And he just brained them, won by 3.5 lengths. And then he went to Bendigo last start and was slowly away and did a terrific job to get up and run fourth in a field of 12 in what was a pretty strong race. He then went out for a spell. If it was a heavy track, you'd say this was a good thing. But you just got to wait and see how he handles the better ground today. Even though it's a soft five, which probably will help him a bit. I think the real danger is number six, Rushford, who's two runs back from a spell, have been very good. He was coasting now last start. He was going to win about 800 metres from home. He said, I want to be on this. And he just won very, very easily. He goes up a class today from 55 to 64, but he seems to have come back very well, and he is a winner here at Traralgon over the 1,100. I think he's the real danger. We then go down to number 10, the great Bratsky, who doesn't know how to run a bad race. I'll be including him. And the other one to put in is the emergency, number 13, Governor Landy, who is resuming from a spell. One first up last preparation. Its overall first up form is very, very sound. So from a good barrier, I think it's got a good chance as well. Villa Cooler will go around pretty short, but I think the other three all have chances of beating that. I'm going 4 from 6, 10 and 13.
40 seconds off the first at Healesville. Hucky, your best value quarter and play, please.
My best made race 5, number 6, Uptown Lily. My value bet is race 7, number 7, Lord Boozeron. And for the Quadrella, the first leg 2-3-4-6 into 1-4-7-8 into 2-3-6-7. Last leg 4, 6, 10 and 13.
Best of luck today, Ray.
Thanks, matey.